720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in Westmont to recap the season here for the Westmont Cruising Nights and Street Fair. We've got Sam and Bob, a couple of the guys behind the vice president and the president of what is one of Chicagoland's best cruise nights. The reputation speaks for itself. Being here in person, super impressive. What a great turnout. But this is regular for you guys, right?
Yes, it is. This is like it every Thursday, except if it rains, the weather deters them. But other than that, we pack them in every Thursday.
I wanted to ask you guys, too, you look at the cruise nights, and I know you have themes for different shows, you know, where you kind of highlight different vehicles, but you see such a range here. I don't know that I've seen very many times that range of everything from some of the old cars, some of the new cars, some of the classics, the movie cars. I mean, you've got some really special stuff here.
We've got them all here today. Today, they're all here. Movie cars, old cars, new cars, car clubs. Yeah, we do pretty good. Weather related, of course, you know, but we get a good crowd every week.
Well, let's talk a little bit about having the community involved. You know, you see car shows, cruise nights happen around Chicagoland. Some of them are in, you know, parking lots of stores and to whatever, or restaurants to whatever success. But when you can really have the entire community behind it, have you guys doing things, and for the listeners, if they could see it, I mean, entire blocks of Westmont are blocked off. I mean, this takes everybody. It takes the city. It takes, you know, a lot of the first responders. It takes the police. I mean, you've brought the whole community together.
Yeah, we have our... The police are here. The firemen are on bicycles to help us out. The village allows us to close the street. We closed three blocks. We started out with two, and we had to increase to three. That's how fast we grew. The last 2 years.
We started with one.
One.
And the second week, I had to go for another block. We were already filled the first one. And it's the village, the businesses, they all back us. They all enjoy it. It's a great thing. You know, they just embrace us with it.
Were you guys surprised at all? Because I know when we had Christine and Larry in, they talked about the event and how it has grown. Is it just, I mean, you see it. You guys have really kind of hit on all cylinders, no pun intended, bringing in stuff for people, music fans, kids, families, a little something for everybody.
Yeah, that was the purpose of it. So we have, we have our vendors that have stuff for everybody. We have bands at both ends of the event. So people have entertainment and food. We have got the stores, the restaurants have their food out on the street for us. So we really have a great group here that help us out.
Plus it's word of mouth, you know, from the car to car. And Christina does a fantastic job with email blasts and stuff, you know, sends out emails, advertise.
Well, it's word of mouth, but the word that comes out of the mouth has to be get yourself to Westmont, right? It goes both ways.
But not only that, but we have a great team of volunteers that just come and help us every Thursday without any qualms. They're here, they do whatever we ask, and if it wasn't for the cars, we wouldn't have a car show. So thanks to the car people.
I go to all the car shows and I hand out our flyers and talk to all the guys. You know, they all see me, they know who I am.
The car community is really together. It's just, you want to say it's a big group, there's a lot of cars, but they really are tight-knit, right? Yes. And they talk to each other. They all go to the other shows. They'll say, hey, you got to stop by Westmont. And a lot of cars have done that here today. So, guys, before we let you go, to let you cap off the season on what is a beautiful night here in Westmont, what's the website for people to get involved, get information about either next year? And I know you guys do stuff all year long as well. Yes. Christina?
Our website is westmontevents.com.
Wow, that's easy. All right, Sam, Bob, Christina, thanks so much for what you're doing.
Welcome.
And thanks for being on WGN today.
Thank you
for coming out with us. Thank you for coming down to see our show.
Thank you for visiting us.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in Westmont, finishing up the cruise night season at one of the absolute best cruise nights in the Chicagoland area. And here we have a couple guys who have been, they have, you know, a point of pride, right? They've been here since the beginning, one of those, or some of those original people. And it always takes a couple people to believe in it and then to attract two friends and word of mouth and so on, take some great cars as well. We've got
Grant Law, Downers Grove.
Grant Law, Downers Grove, longtime WGN listener and participant.
Sure.
Right? And sir?
Bob Call, Westmont.
Guys, you know, I remember back when, I don't know if you guys remember from the Elmhurst area, the cool cars under the stars that happened.
I
remember being one of the first people there, and there was only a few cars, and it turned into something that was so big, and it turned into one of those kind of events. You guys have that here, but I think the unique thing about it is you've got the community involved, you've got the police, the fire involved, you've got so many people involved, so many car fans. What is it like when, as far as Westmont, when you guys first got here, this thing started out and there was just a few cars?
Well, I bought my car back in 2005, been coming here since, and initially
there were very few cars coming. We were at some evenings as few as six cars. We represented a third of the cars here. And they finally
takes those pioneers, right?
Oh yeah. But the big change is people like Christina here. They changed the format for the show. They closed down the street, got the bands here, food and beer and everything else, and really made it a festive thing to come to every week.
So that's the kind of thing. Is you got to give more people more reasons to come and show up and enjoy it. And when you go around the Chicagoland area, the word on the street is that, you know, Westmont is one of those really great ones for people to come to. Is it that where the word on the street from car owners and cruise enthusiasts that they keep telling two friends and so on and they show up?
Well, usually you see the same people at the different shows. We go to Tuesday, we go Cozy Corner. Wednesday, we go to Lamont. Thursday we come here, Friday it's Downers Grove, so it's kind of a network of cruise nights that we go to.
You guys have the Impala and the Skylark, you've got the cars here. One of the things that I think is really impressive about this, and tell me what you think as far as that as being part of the key to the success, you've got a really diverse group of cars here. You have everything from, obviously it's import night, but you have some movie cars here, you've got some cars that are kind of just regular cars people are proud of, and then you've got some real classics.
Oh, well, there are plenty of cars. So a lot of variety. As you say, that there's a lot of the imports. The domestics are the things that really shine. The originally old Impalas, the Chevys, the Skylarks like I have. And really, it's a great night to come out and see all the different cars.
It takes people like you guys to be able, those pioneers, those stalwarts, to come out and make that change, get out here, kind of establish, put your flag in there and get people to come out. And so let's talk a little bit about these cars. What's the history with these cars? You guys have had them for a while. And what made it where you wanted to take these cars and show them off at the shows?
Well, my dad had a 1964 Chevrolet, and I kind of remember that. So about 10 years ago, I saw one for sale on Craigslist, and I went over, took a look at it, and I really liked it. It was a very clean car. And these types of cars you could work on. You could work on the carburetors, or I added power steering, and you know, you could work on the engines, but you can't do that on the cars nowadays. So the younger kids, they don't mess around with cars because, you know, you have to take it to the dealer to get fixed. But we like to get the younger people involved with the older cars and enjoy them like the old timers do.
And for the other car?
My Skylark, I bought it in 05. Previous owner repainted and re-chromed it back in 95. This car has not been washed since 1995, if you can believe it. If you can see how shiny it is.
Patina, right? That's what it is.
There's no patina is on it. We don't want patina on these cars at this point. It's just that we dust them all the time, and we kind of wipe them and clean them, and without washing them, you don't put water on them, which doesn't, therefore no rust. And so people are really shocked that when I tell them it hasn't been washed since 1995. But
if it looks like it's going to rain, we don't come out, or we leave.
We car guys are better than skilling on the rain, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's right.
No, it's the absolute truth. It is the absolute truth. Well, you mentioned the kind of the younger generation not working on the cars. This is one of the things that I think is universal about these great cruise nights, is that it does bring in people from all age groups, from everybody that's, you know, from your senior citizens to your little kids. Everybody loves cars. Before we let you go, what is it about that makes you love cars? And what do you think about it that really resonates with all generations?
It's just the nostalgia factor. Seeing the old cars, the design, the style. So many cars today look so much alike. All the SUVs are pretty much identical, from the domestics to the imports, the Japanese, the Asian. All the cars are looking the same today. And a lot of people just love looking at the cool old cars. A lot of comments, oh, my dad or my grandfather used to have this car and so forth. So it's part of the fun of it.
Yeah, some of those connections. What do you think is it makes it where throughout the generations people love cruise?
Well, since the middle 50s, I would be able to identify each year's car all the way through 1970. Now I can't tell the difference if it's a 2000 Hyundai or 2011 Hyundai. So I'm able to identify with each of these cars and remember what it was like to drive them or you know, be in them in the day.
It's great to be able to share what it is you're doing, share your cars, bring them out, let people see them, share those stories too as multiple generations come here and enjoy the Westmont Cruise Night. So thanks guys for bringing it out. Thanks for being one of the first people to come out here. Right now it's, you know, hundreds and hundreds of strong. And thanks for being on WGN today.
I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
It must be over 250 cars here tonight.
Easily.
Right.
This show here in Westmont's really evolved to be one of the best shows there is in the area. It's the one that we promote quite a bit to all our friends.
Every
to come
week
to.
You have to get here earlier and earlier and earlier to get a spot.
That's a good problem to have, though, and you guys are part of the reason it is a problem. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you very much.